Andrew Keegan, he was a 90s heartthrob, but he was one of mommy's number ones.
Four.
So, a four? Really? That's it?
It's the hair for me.
Hey, hey, welcome back to Staying Inspired. I got for you guys a bonus episode. That's right, with me, I have the one, the only, the iconic, the show-stopping, the never-before-seen, the beautiful, gorgeous, top-tier, my daughter, Anna Yoa.
Hi, yay, guys.
Welcome to the show. Today, I thought, you know what? Let's take Anna to work because today is Take Your Daughter to Work Day.
Child,
yes. See, back when I was younger, and me and daddy just talked about this, it was daughter.
Yeah, daddy told the guy at the bus stop.
Yes. So times have changed. And that's a shame that all those years, boys could not go to work with their mom or their dad. So daddy said, no, you can't go to work with me today. So mommy said, how about you come with me and we'll record a podcast and we'll have a grand old time.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about your life, the simplicity, the complexity of being a 10-year-old in today's world. So discuss with us your daily routine.
Okay. So we're going to wake up in the morning and we're going to use our Glow Recipe skincare.
Oh, here we go.
And we're going to use all of our bronzy drops and we're going to use our foundation and our Rare Beauty highlighters.
So in the morning, you get ready with your 9 layers of
product,
yes, which everyone that knows.
That was each $50 per product.
Yes, a lot of money goes into creating this face. And everybody knows that you've given me every
suggestion,
skin tip that I have implemented.
And you don't look like an Oompa
thus
Loompa,
far. Yes, so. Today I don't look like an Oompa Loompa, so I'm happy about that. All right, so we do the skincare. We come down.
Eat breakfast.
What
make
else
slime. We play with our slime.
That's annoying. What else do we do?
What else?
You have your chores.
Oh yeah, I gotta feed the dogs, and
which I have to tell her every morning. Feed the dogs. Continue.
And is this like school mornings?
Yeah, or just
okay,
you know.
Then
whatever.
I sit on the couch and watch TikTok,
mm-hmm.
or Young Sheldon.
Yep.
Or Outer Banks.
Yep.
Or whatever. And then I go to school.
And what grade are you in?
Fifth grade.
Get
annoyed by my teacher. And then God. I come home.
What if your teacher's listening to this?
Hi,
what
Ms.
if your
Brown.
Teacher listens to mommy's
Hi.
Podcast?
Hi, Miss Brown.
Yeah.
Change
that attitude up real quick.
Then I come home and I watch the Phillies game normally.
And you love the Phillies, right?
Yes.
You're a big sports gal. You like
yeah,
the Phillies.
I met Brandon Marsh, guys.
You love the Sixers, even though mommy's not a big basketball fan. You and daddy go to a lot of the Sixers games, right?
Yeah.
And outside of that, what are some of your favorite activities that you like to do besides TikTok?
Skincare.
Besides skincare.
Play wiffle ball outside.
Wiffle ball. And you play softball, right?
Oh, yeah. On the 10U team, I like playing softball.
So. Yes, which you're very good at, might I add. So let's see. What do you love or dislike about what mommy does?
Okay.
I'm fearful of this question.
I dislike when you vacuum.
Vacuum?
Because you're obnoxiously loud, and I think you put it on the highest it can possibly be on so that I can get annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Jam music in the car when I tell you not to,
mm-hmm.
and it's on full blast and almost broke the speaker.
Mm-hmm. I might attribute that to hearing loss, but continue. I've been to many a concerts and have woke up many a times with my ears ringing. So I think I have what sounds loud to you might be normal to me. I don't know.
No, I think you just do it on purpose.
Okay.
What I like that you do is you're very organized.
That's true. Thank you for noticing that. Oh my God, I'm so happy. Go ahead, continue.
What I dislike is you like the Bulls exposing. Beep, beep.
That was when I watched
and
basketball.
I don't even think they're in the playoffs, so that's...
I don't pay attention to basketball anymore. That was back in the day when Michael Jordan and Dennis Rodman played on the team and Scottie Pippen, back when basketball was basketball, and
it's
that was
basketball.
My team. I'm sorry, okay. I can't get down with the okay. Sixers.
And the next thing
Let's move
that
on.
I don't really like is when like you take pictures, you're like
I with my tongue out.
Very obnoxious. Like you like it's
Thanks.
Like you're biting someone's foot. You're like
That's my go-to facial expression when I don't want to smile, because a lot of times when I smile, I lose my eyes, because I have small eyes. So go ahead, continue.
And we're gonna start off on end off on a good note.
Yeah.
You take me to the mall.
Yeah. True. More so than I should.
That's okay.
Okay. All right, so I wanna pivot. Let's go on to these slang words. Okay.
Camp.
Yes, I'm gonna we're gonna go over all of them. I'm gonna read all of them. I'm gonna give you what I think they mean. Some
and
of them
tell
I
you what they mean.
And then you okay. tell me what they mean. Some of them I know. Okay.
But they might have changed.
Right. They might have changed over time. So we're gonna go through these. Okay. Now this is what are you? Gen Z. Are you Gen Z?
Yeah, I'm Gen Z.
I don't know if you are or not.
Okay. Anyway.
Let's look it up real quick. Gen Z years, age range. You are not, my friend. You are not Gen Z.
I am, anyway.
You are Alpha.
Alpha roar?
Alpha. Interesting.
That's like a furry.
Okay,
like
but these are, you know, what the kids these days, Gen Zers, Alpha Geners, whatever, are using. Okay, so first one, cap. I know what that one means. It means like you're lying, right?
Yeah, like stop the cap.
Okay, so I got that one right. Good job.
I say it all the time.
Okay, T. That means, I mean, mommy uses that. Like, let me give you the deets. Let me let you know what's going down. Let me give you the gossip.
No.
Yes, that's what T means.
But now it means like, let me tell you the drama.
That's exactly
gossip.
What I just said.
But it's known as drama.
Okay, whatever. Potato, potato. Not okay, the next one. Salty. Do you use that? Well, when back in my day, salty meant like, oh, you're salty, like you're burnt, like you, it's like a moment where you're dumb or I don't know.
Okay, salty now means like you're a brat, you're very picky.
You're very picky. Okay. Interesting.
Okay, next.
All right. Next one, let's see. Bussin'.
You know that.
Bussin', that means like something's really good, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Next one, fam, family.
What's up, fam?
Right.
What's good, fam? Yeah.
Low-key is like, you know, on the down low.
Like, kind of. It's like how I use it now is I low-key want to go to the bathroom. Like I low-key. Like, I low-key want Chick-fil-A. Like, it's like that. Like, I, like...
But these things that you're giving as examples are your high keys. Like, you high-key want Chick-fil-A.
Yep,
like, you're going to bug me
yep.
until you get what you want. So, that's
yep.
not low-key.
But
like, low-key's
us,
like,
low-key is
okay,
high-key.
There's two cookies here. There's chocolate and vanilla. I just had chocolate yesterday, so I'm going to choose the vanilla today. But I low-key still want that chocolate. Right?
Yeah, kind of.
That's what it is. Yes, I'm correct. All right. Next one, cringe. That's like, ooh.
Like when you, are you saying like when you scratch your nails on a chalkboard?
Yeah, like chalkboard no. things that are cringy. Like yeah. things that are embarrassing.
No, it's like, you're saying it's like when it like gives you the ick. No, it cringy means when you're being really weird and you're very cringe. Like
right.
you're cringing my.
Right. You're giving someone like the heebie-jeebies. Like, oh God, she's being weird. She's being.
Okay, sure. Yep.
Right. Okay. Stan. I have no idea what that one means.
We don't use that.
Do you know what it means?
No.
Okay. Moving on. Let's see. Sus means suspicious.
Yes. And she only knows that because I used to play Among Us. That's the only reason why she knows that.
Okay. Bet means All right, let's go. Let's do it. Bet. Bet. Which bet. Is what you have, every other word that comes out of your mouth is bet.
Bet.
All right, next one, dope. That means it's awesome. It's really cool.
That's 2019.
Like you look nice.
That's 2019.
Like this outfit's dope.
That's 2019.
All right, well then what's it mean?
We don't use that anymore.
What's dope mean? Oh, you just don't use the word.
No.
Okay. I don't know why they put this in here then. Gucci? Is that is that a used word? Why are you laughing then? Gucci.
Just tell me what you
like,
think.
I'm Gucci. Like, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good job. Slay means you killed it. You slayed the day.
That's also what I say every other.
You slayed the day. Okay. High key.
High key like Chick-fil-A.
Look at me. Look at me using the trendy words. Didn't even know I was using them. High key wants Chick-fil-A. Big yikes. Is that a word?
No.
I didn't think so. Ghost.
Tell me what you mean.
Like you're ghosting someone?
Yeah.
You're not going to text them back, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, someone's going to be interesting.
Goat means you're the greatest of all time.
Oh, dang it.
Simone Biles, right? Michael Jordan.
I can't wait for this next one.
Mommy, the goat. All right, bruh. Bruh. You know how many times I get that word in a text message when someone doesn't get their way or get what they want? It's bruh. Okay. Bruh. Like, I'm not your bruh. Okay, bro?
Okay, bro.
Drip.
I got that drip, drip. With my wrist.
I don't know what that means. Drip is like your jewelry, outfit, like, right?
Wrist
your
piece outfit. All bling blow. Yeah, you got like.
What?
Oh, it's my a God. Song. It's like wrist piece all bling blow, neck piece all blizzle, babe.
All right, moving along. Lit means something that's awesome, right? That was yep. lit. Yeet means when you throw something, right? You're going to yeet it.
Yeah, yeah.
Shook.
We don't use that.
Like I am shook means I yeah, am just like, in we, shock.
Yeah.
In awe. And bougie. Do you use that?
We used to.
Okay. Well, that's your mom.
Okay.
All right. So there you have it. The words and their explanations, and I feel like I did a pretty good job. What if you were to give me a grade on that test, what would you say I got?
Like a 90.
A 90? Really?
For like being kind strict.
Of if you were being strict.
If I wasn't, a 91.
That's rude. Okay. Hey, guess what, goal friends? Yes, I'm interrupting this episode to tell you that I'm officially launching my merch line. Staying Inspired merch, where every piece isn't just apparel, it's a whole anthem. Not just a vibe, but a whole movement, baby. A statement that roars louder than words, defining what it truly means to stand out as a woman in today's world. Staying Inspired is more than a brand. We're a revolution to empower, uplift, and redefine womanhood. Each piece stamped with confidence, ambition, and fearless vibes. By wearing Staying Inspired, you don't just flaunt a look, yet amplify a message, a commitment to yourself to shattering glass ceilings and creating a world where every woman thrives. We got something for every woman as well as the mamas. That's right. We got a Mommy and Me legacy line where fierceness of womanhood meets the tenderness of motherhood. Check us out at AmandaYowitt.com. All right, I'll let you get back to the episode. All right, so now I'm going to show you some. Now, I know we have our crushes that we're currently crushing on, some of Anna's, which can I share them with the world?
No, yeah, I can.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Tell us we got, about your crushes.
We got Chase Stokes, a.k.a. John B. from Outer Banks. And then we got Bryce Harper from the Phillies. And yeah. Mm-hmm.
And those are her two men in her life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy had many a man. Back in the day, I was crushing. So I'm going to show you these men and you rate them.
Okay.
And you let me know. Are they a slay?
Or a nay?
Or a nay.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Number one.
I'm scared.
Joey Fatone from NSYNC.
-8,000.
Now, I think that's kind of rude because, and I knew you were going to say that, but does he not look like daddy? Joey Fatone looks like daddy.
No, he does not.
Look at these pictures. Yes, he does.
No, he does not.
He looks like daddy.
No, he doesn't, bro. Okay.
All right. So you, what would you give him?
Zero.
All right. Way to hurt my feelings. All right. Next, Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, my God.
He was in a lot of movies back in the day. He was the voice of young Simba. He was in Home Improvement, which was a big show that mommy used to watch on Friday nights, I believe, back when we would sit down in front of our TV on a Friday night and watch TGIF. Pretty sure Home Improvement was included in that. So there he is. What would you rate him?
A one.
A one?
Actually,
cutie patootie.
It's the mewing for me.
What's that? The mewing?
You go.
I have no idea what that means. All right, moving on. Andrew Keegan. Andrew Keegan. He was a 90s heartthrob. Oh, I wonder what happened to him. He was in a couple of movies, 90s movies. He was in Camp Nowhere, which was a movie. We should actually watch that movie. That's a really good movie, and I feel like you would like that. But he was one of mommy's number one.
Four.
So, a four? Really? That's it?
It's the hair for me.
Why? Because his hair is long?
It looks like Don B's hair, but like...
Bryce Harper had long hair.
Well, Bryce Harper's...
And John B had long hair.
I know. John B's hair is more luscious.
Okay. Now I just feel like you're being a little too harsh. Moving along.
Okay, that's
like Ralph Macchio.
That's an eight.
Otherwise known as the Karate Kid.
Yeah, I know.
What would you?
An eight.
And now you like him? This is so odd. I'm so happy that you like him though, because I used to watch him from the time I was 5 years old, so JoJo's age. I would watch Karate Kid on a loop.
Well, I see him a lot, so that's the only reason.
Honestly, he's aged wonderfully. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't look like he's aged much for considering how old he is. He's 62. Does he look 62? Mm-hmm. No.
No, he looks 60.
But back in the day, that was one of mommy's crushes, and I used to watch Karate Kid on a loop. And when I was little, I used to think that when I put, back in the day, we had a VCR and we used to have a cassette tape that you used to have to push into the VCR to watch the movie. Yes, I know these were troubling times. And every time in my little 5-year-old brain, I thought that when I put that tape in, that everyone had to stop what they were doing that was a part of that movie and act out that movie for me. So there were days where I would be like, you know what? I've watched this movie every single day this week. I'm going to give them Thursday off so they don't have to worry about acting out the movie for me today. Okay, so Ralph Macchio, you gave him an eight. I'm shocked. Finally, Joshua Jackson. Now, I wanted to put him in there because I feel like this show that mommy used to watch, Dawson's Creek, used to watch it every single day for as long as it was on. And I was always a Pacey fan. He was always my favorite. Dawson was the main character. I don't know. I feel like they kind of shared the limelight a little bit, but Pacey was always my heartthrob. So what do you give him? And this show gives kind of like the same vibe that Outer Banks
does. Outer Banks is like better, more like...
Outer Banks is more your generation. Yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to give that like a... Not a one. A two.
How could you? How dare you?
If they don't look like John B, then.
I am in shock. Okay, let's look up John B, everyone, from Outer Banks, and you tell me whether Joshua Jackson
and JJ and
is
JJ
better looking than John B.
And Rafe Cameron.
Okay, we'll agree to disagree. But those were some of my crushes growing up, and it's nice to have your outlook. I'm pleasantly surprised that you gave Ralph Macchio an eight, but shocked that you gave some of the other ones such low grades that you did. I don't know. All right. Now let's get deep for a moment. I'm going to ask you some questions. Okay. And I mean, these aren't really that deep. They're kind of fun. So here we go. All right. What's your favorite family tradition
Going down the shore.
Same. It's fun. And it's coming up soon. So I'm super excited.
Oh, my God.
Okay. If you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
Invisibility, because I don't feel like doing my chores. So I just like, goodbye.
You don't feel like doing what?
My chores.
Oh, your chores.
And then if like you think I go to school, I'll just go invisible, walk in the house, and go back in my bed.
Invisibility. Interesting. Honestly, I feel like that might be my super. I don't know. Invisible. I don't know if I want to be invisible. Yeah, I don't want to fly. I'd rather not fly because, like, what if something conks out when you're up in the air and, you know?
No, I just don't want to fly.
Let's see. What would be my superpower? Maybe to heal people. Like to make people better if they were sick and had something wrong with them. If I laid my hands on them, it would heal them and they wouldn't have that illness or sickness anymore.
Thank you for healing me.
That would be a cool one, right?
Yeah. Is that even a superpower? I'm thinking like...
Yeah, it's a superpower.
I'm thinking like superheroes.
Oh, well. It's a superpower. It's not a normal thing. So I call it a superpower. All right. Which fast food restaurant has the best
Chick-fil-A.
Fries? I haven't even finished my sentence. High key wants Chick-fil-A.
Or McDonald's.
See, I disagree. McDonald's has the best fries.
They're very salty.
They are. But they're so good. And they might not actually be potato, but they're so good. All right. Do you like the music your parents
yes.
listen to? She does. I've taught her well, everyone. She is very appreciative of
But
music.
If you don't like SZA?
I like SZA. SZA, right? Is
yeah.
that how you say that?
You were listening to one song.
I always called her SZA.
It's like, SZA. Her okay. name's Lily Imani Rose.
Interesting. Okay. What's the best thing about being your age?
Skincare, probably. Because, like, but also the same thing is I miss being younger because that's when all the fun stuff was trendy, like the slime. But, like, the funnest thing about being my age is probably the new Netflix shows, I would say. Like, if I was being serious. Probably, like, Outer Banks, Young Sheldon.
All the things you like to now watch now that you're older.
Yeah.
Yeah. No more days of Sophia the First, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. And I think for me, the best thing about being my age is to see you guys grow up and do amazing things and become amazing people. I'm so proud of you. And yeah.
Thank you.
That's one of my best things about being, how old am I?
40.
What?
Wait, now you're like 37, 38? 38,
yeah. Just checking. Did you ever have an imaginary friend?
Oh, yes, Linda.
That is not her name.
So,
that's
basically.
Not her name. Their name, I should say, because you had two. Go ahead. If you share yours, I'll share mine.
I don't remember them.
Just as weird as yours.
I don't remember them. Wasn't it like...
Two.
Wasn't it like Marie or something?
Began with a J. Thomas. Jefferson. You had one name. You had one name, Jefferson, and one name.
Oh, yeah.
Fuerol.
Oh, I remember.
One named Jefferson and one named Fuerol. And the one, they were both elderly. Now, the thing that creeped me out the most about this was I honestly feel like that they were...
In your house?
Actual ghosts. I'm telling you right now. Because the stories that you had with these imaginary friends were like very human-like. You had two elderly imaginary friends. One was in a wheelchair because they got injured. And one was very sick and old.
Why do I remember this? Jefferson and Fuerol.
Yeah. So my imaginary friend, his name was Scarby.
Oh.
Yes, Scarby. And he was my imaginary friend. And I too feel like it was not so much an imaginary friend, but a spirit who used to come around when I was young and they thought that I wouldn't remember them, you know? So
maybe Jefferson and Fuerol
and Scarby are all family. They probably are. All right, moving on. What's your favorite smell?
Sol de Janeiro is 40.
I don't really know if I have a favorite smell. Like in or terms of perfume.
Or a Sharpie.
That's weird.
Or the gas that comes out of the car.
I love that. I also love when you strike a match, the smell that that makes. Mm. Go-karts.
Mm. Tires.
You love the smell of weird smell that you love when we're down the shore. What is it?
Wait, I can't remember.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't.
The inside smell of the garage at the condo.
Yeah!
The condo that we rent.
It smells so good.
Every time. You're like, oh my God, it smells so good in here.
It does.
Like, it's a garage.
Oh my God.
Yeah, for me, I love weird scents like that, but I also love, you know, the candles for Bath and Body Works around Christmas and fall are my favorite. Perfume, I love YSL and
or Daisy by Marc Jacobs. How do I know
Marc Jacobs that I got? You better not be using my perfume.
No, I'm not. I smelt it.
Okay. Moving on. Are you a good singer? This is the last one.
No.
I beg to differ. I think you're a great singer.
I feel like me and SZA are just like, I'm more of SZA's type song.
Are you girls, you and SZA?
Yeah.
You just talk about your singing abilities, capabilities?
Mm-hmm.
I, on the other hand, feel I'm a fabulous, fabulous singer. And I'm one of those like under the radar, next up and coming superstars in the karaoke realm. So there you have it. There's our questions. All right. So before we wrap up, I want to ask, first of all, I want to say thank you for being on the show. It's been such a wonderful day. And I'm glad that you could come on and see what mommy does when you're in school learning and doing such a great job. So this last segment is called Dream Big. So I want you to talk about your hopes and dreams and the big plans that you have for your future.
Okay, meet Bryce Harper. Meet John B. Be a sports analyst.
You want to be a sports analyst when you grow up, right?
Yeah. Be on a TV show.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
I want to be famous. I feel like I'm good at acting.
You're good at acting? You are good at acting. Yeah. You really are. And what if they like make you travel for sports? Like, what if you have to be a sports analyst for like Colorado?
The Rockies?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, decline. Second of all.
Yeah, but you got to take what they give you when you're starting out. Can't just be like, I'm going to be a Philly sports analyst and that's it.
I will.
You'll be without a job, sister.
Okay, well, if I travel, I'm bringing someone with me. So I might lug someone with me.
Like who? Me?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And as far as who you are as a person, when you get older, what type of person do you want to be?
One of those like TikTok creators?
No, that's what you do. That would be something that you do. When I say, what do you want to be? I mean, what kind of qualities do you want to possess? Do you want to be thoughtful?
Oh, I want to be kind and smart because I'm going to make a bigger brain.
And what else?
Caring. Well, that's the same thing as, I don't know if this makes sense, but I want a rescuing person. Like, I want to rescue puppies from the shelter when I'm older.
That's interesting. So thoughtful and loving towards animals.
Yeah.
Confident, right?
Yeah. Well, I think I'm getting better at being confident.
You are. You've come a long way. What do you think helped you become a confident little gal?
My mom.
Aww.
But also softball, because like I noticed that like I wasn't getting any hits, but then, well, I think that has to do with wearing my glasses.
Yeah. Who knew? Who knew when you wear your glasses, when you're blind as a bat and you wear your glasses, that you can actually see things coming towards you? That's such a revelation. Well, there you have it. Today was a fun bonus episode for you with my gal Squal, my Priscilla, my, what else do I call you? My Priscilla, my gal squal, my little Sally Walker, little my cutie Sally patootie, Anna Yoa, the next up and coming sports analyst for the city of Philadelphia.
And girlfriend of Bryce Harper.
And this bonus episode of Take Your Daughter to Work Day was brought to you by, who's our sponsor?
Sephora.
It is not Sephora, but if Sephora wants to sponsor me, hit me up. Till next time, stay inspired. And that's a wrap on today's episode, girlfriends.
But wait, before you go, I got a few things for you to do real quick. Number one, drop us a review. Your feedback is gold and helps us grow and bring the show to more amazing listeners just like you. Number two, subscribe. If you haven't already, what are you waiting for? Subscribe to our podcast. This way, you'll never miss out on another amazing episode. And number three, join our VIP email list. I mean, are you ready for some exclusive content, sneak peeks, and special goodies? Well, then sign up. Trust us. It's where the real party happens. Your support keeps this show roaring. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, together we create that next level self. Okay, I'll let you go now. Bye-bye.